Dear people, in today's gospel, Jesus describes the interior experience between God and a heart that's been awakened to his presence. A soul that has tasted the presence of Christ and what the interior experience of that is like. Not for a heart that has not been awakened and doesn't know his presence. This is for a heart that's been awakened and knows his presence. And he describes it with the image of a servant who waits for his master to return. To return from a wedding. Now, here's what I want to hold up this morning. In this gospel, what we should notice is who is doing all the work and all the activity. It says, the master will come and he'll knock on the door. For the heart that has tasted the presence and is awakened, the experience is God is the one acting. He's knocking on my heart. He's begging me to let him in. And all the heart has to do is surrender. To let him do what he wants. The heart that's not awakened, the interior experience, is I'm knocking on God's door, trying to get him to respond. For the heart that's been awakened to grace, it's one who waits for the master, and he knocks, and he begs to be let in, and that heart says, please, do what you wish. And then it continues. Kids, this is where it gets real good. It says, for those who do this, the master enters the heart and serves it. The servant is waiting for the master to return so the servant can then serve him dinner and wait on him. But it says, when it comes to Jesus, for those who know him and they let him in, he serves them. That is why people, hearts that know Jesus, kids, are humble. Because their heart's being served. And they're grateful. Because their heart's being served. It's almost too good to be true, but it's true. And one experiences it where the heart's been awakened. It says, he will gird himself, and he will have them recline at table, and he will wait on them. What's required, though, is the death of the ego, of the will. That is where one is served with the love of God. Where I have surrendered my will. And that's where he pours love. What do we do? It's this simple and this hard. To want him. To want him more than I want my morning cup of coffee. To want him more than I want to check Facebook. To want him more than I want him to do what I want. To want him. Just to want him. And if I'm a servant who just loves his master and misses his presence, this happens. May we be granted the grace to get out of our self-centered desires and simply to want his presence.